Ruggers. Welcome to a brand spanking new episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California. Sitting here in the Florida room, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in the whole wide world, Hollywood and Vine. Listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You can catch me here every day on the 7's West Coast, on the 10's East Coast, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. You can catch the Hollywood Hick right here, even at midnight. If you missed this week's program or the current program, you can hear the previous one at midnight, Mother Truckers, right here on the Crab Diving Network. All you have to do is do www.crabdiving.com, put a /live, and you can hear it right as it's happening over the interwebs. And if you want brand new ones, they come out every Tuesday and Friday in the PM episode, so 7 in the PM West, 10 in the PM East Coast. And yeah, that's how this shit works. Fuck, let's just see what's going on in the world out there. Actually, you know what's going on in the world? Shit, I always talk about how stuff is crazy out here in Hollywood, right? Stuff is crazy. Well, cut to just a couple of days ago, right? Half a block from where the Hollywood Hick is, right? You know what happens? The third drive-by shooting in freaking recent memory at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning when everybody's out headed to a mother trucking farmer's market. Yeah, just down the street, all of a sudden enjoying my morning, my Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, if you want to look at it like that. Gunshots galore just down the street in front of a freaking after-hours nightclub that ain't nothing but a damn nuisance, nothing but gangbangers and unsavory types up in there. I'm fucking over it. So what do? I go down there to see what's going on. A little bit later, give it time to like calm down because I don't want to get shot. But literally, according to people I talked to, there were mothers walking by with strollers with babies in them, and this drive-by happened because somebody got into an argument up in some stupid after-hours club, and these gangbanger low life sons of bitches think that the appropriate thing to do is to drive by, shoot the joint up at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning when it's a beautiful day and everybody's headed to the motherfucking farmer's market that is right down the street. Straight up mother trucking bullshit. So what does the Hollywood Hick do? I want to know if there's anything that we can do as a freaking concerned citizen, right? Right. So I go down there. It's all taped off where the like shooting was, and talk to the officer there so I can say like, hey, officer, I am someone from the neighborhood. I live here, and I would like to know what's going on and like what might be something that might happen to like try to like alleviate these problems, seeing as I see nothing but fights and untoward nonsense coming out of that joint. Seeing dudes get bottles busted over their heads. I've seen lady fights. Now, I will say the lady fight was kind of entertaining and I should have videotaped it, but I get too caught up in watching and I forget to like videotape shit with my phone because I didn't grow up being able to do that. I need to get better at that. But I've seen fights coming, galore coming out of the joint. And three times in the last recent memory, Lord, I don't even know if I even had one of those. But what I'm saying is in recent memory, there have been three drive-bys down there where somebody is shut up. Usually it's late at night and I get woke from a deep sleep. But this was 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And could this cop have given two shits? No, because I asked him what we could do. He said, start a petition. I wanted to reach across that line and punch him in his cop face. It's like, I'm starting to understand Baltimore. It's like why people, like, I do not condone rioting, by the way. I don't think that's conducive to like getting to any sort of like helpful outcome. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what I am saying is if a citizen comes over to you and you're just standing there not doing anything more than trying to get people not to walk across the police tape, and I'm not trying to walk across the police tape, and then you're going to give me some shit about start a petition, and then I say, hey, this has been a really big problem. You even yourself, Mr. Police Officer, admitted that a lot of shit's gone down around here. And I said, so how about, does that mean that you would do like something like maybe step up patrols around here? So like maybe put this on the path so you like tool by here a lot to make sure that there's a presence or something so that these people know that they can't get away with this shit as easily, because I don't see anybody getting caught for nothing, and I didn't even see it on the fucking news, and I didn't see about it on anything. It's like it's so damn common now that people don't even talk about it anymore. That's how fucked up it is, right? So as this cop is answering my question, he's basically blowing smoke up my ass. He's not really answering the question. I don't even know why I said as he's answering the question, because he didn't answer shit. But he did, but he didn't, because he's shaking his head back and forth no, in the universal no, we're not going to do this, while he's going like, well, blah, 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 smoke up the ass of the citizen, smoke up the ass of the citizen. me being a mouthy ass Hollywood hick, and I get really sassy sometimes when I get when people like that who on my taxes support and pay for and should be there to protect and serve, not to be a fucking smoke blowing asshole. So on that note, the Hollywood hick decided this is going to be a scene. I'm probably going to end up arrested if I don't remove myself. So I just basically turned around and said, your head answered my question, so you can shut the fuck up. Now, I didn't say fuck, but I was like, so you can stop talking now. You answered my question. I'm out of here. But I wanted to say, you're a fucking mouth-breathing moron. I can't believe you even wear that badge. And if you're going to fucking talk to the public and be in any position ever to talk to the public, you need to learn how to fucking use your goddamn manners. And maybe, like, I don't even care if you lie to my ass. Say, like, yes, you know what? I'm going to talk to the sergeant about that because we really should probably do something about it. That's all you have to say. Appease me. But you can't even fucking do that because you're so fucking stupid. I'm outraged today, y'all. This might be an angry episode of the Hollywood hick because all the shit that's going, like, the world has gone to shit. Drive-by shootings at the bottom of the Hollywood Hicks Hill. What the fuck? WTF. All of that stuff. Drive-by shootings down the hill. Nobody seems to care. They're not going to do anything about it. And if I did not have to do a freaking comedy show tonight, I would be at the police, because you know I came back up here and started pitching a high holy fit from the Florida room, messaging people. I was tweeting on it. I was freaking sending, I found the neighborhood, the like Hollywood Neighborhood Council on the Facebook, sent them a message. They told me all kind of like meetings I can go to. And of course, whenever these meetings happens, I already have like shows or shit I have to go to. I'm already committed to, so I can't go. But there's a police meeting today over at the Hollywood Police Department where captains and other people, according to them, who are better suited to speak to the public, which I thought part of training for a police officer was to learn how to like actually use your words and like not piss off the public when they're just trying to come and be a concerned citizen and say, hey, we got a problem here, what can we do about it, because you're the one who's supposed to fucking know, asshole. Oh, it drives me freaking insane. It makes me so mother trucking nuts. But I would be at that freaking police station this tonight at like 7 o'clock pitching a fit like ain't nobody ever seen. I would be pitching a fit. I'd be like, your officer was a mouth breathing moron. He didn't even know how to relate to the public. He couldn't even answer a simple question. And why is asking a question about stepping up a patrol around somewhere where there's been multiple drive-by shootings, why is that treated as something that is like kind of pretty much not going to happen, or sort of like, why would you even recommend doing something like that? It just makes me absolutely nuts. Just nuts. The whole world is gone nuts. I was feeling, okay, like on Friday, who watched the Bruce Jenner special? A lot of people watched the Bruce Jenner special. Apparently it was like one of the most tweeted about things ever and like other stuff. I tweeted about it because honestly, I didn't know what to expect going into it. I never really particularly cared for him up to before because it's like, I don't know, he's part of them Kardashian people that I just have a general disdain for because I find them all talentless. But the thing is, he was always kind of the one that I was like, eh, whatever. He married into that shit. All that happened after the fact. But that, although like fame for them and everything happened after the fact. But, looking back, it's like he like actually has a story. He actually had talent. At one point, he was the greatest athlete in the world. In the world, right? So at least he had something they didn't have. It's like a form of talent or a way of or something, right? But like they're all just, I don't know, they're just all vapid. I don't understand the fascination. I can't wrap my brain around it. I really can't. But then there's other shit that I like love and adore that other people can't wrap their brain around. So I get it, whatever. Watch your shit, I reckon, but I ain't gonna watch it because I just can't sit through it. It's just too much for me, and I just want to reach through the TV and shake a bitch. That's really what it boils down to, right? But, so I watched the thing. I even sent a tweet out about how, like, it gave me the feels a little bit. And I don't even get the feels. Because, trust me, the Hollywood hick don't get the feels very often. Like, I don't cry at movies. And I certainly ain't going to cry at no damn TV commercial. Like, weddings, funerals, all of that. Unless you're, like, a direct relative or something. I really don't. I mean, I feel bad. But I don't really, like, get choked up and cry or any of that stuff. And I don't. It's like, whatever. Call me harsh or whatever. But it's not. I have feelings. I just usually am sort of reserved about them, right? Right. So I was like, I got the feels on this. And most of the times I got the feels is when they did like sort of the in-between stuff and they were talking about how the like suicide rate of transgender people and how like young people have tried to like come out as a transgender and their family scorns them, they end up killing themselves, that kind of shit. That really breaks my heart. I just don't understand that train of thought. And I struggle with it too because it's like I don't fully understand transgender. I'll say it completely. I am a gay person, and I should be more sympathetic to it. And I sympathetic, bad word. I probably should know more about it than I do. I have just as many questions as most people, because what people don't get, and they tried to illustrate on that program, on that interview, is there is a difference between sexual orientation and gender identity. Like, if you watch the damn thing, Bruce Jenner says, like, he still is attracted to women, although he wants to be a woman. So Diane Sawyer asked the legit question, does that make you a lesbian? And he kind of made some, like, smirk from what I remember. It's like, eh, you don't know. But he's like, then he goes into something about how he's asexual or something like that. But whatever. And I have talked to people before. I know some transgender people, and I know some who are transgender who prefer the company of men. And I know some people who are transgender who prefer the company of women. And it's not anything for us to decide. I don't know why everybody wants to put their way of thinking on everything. It drives me mother trucking nuts. So basically, why I'm outraged and why I have a serious bug up my ass today is because I was looking on the Facebook, which is not something I should always do, because in or click on everything on the Facebook. That's what happens. So I clicked on this thing on the Facebook, right? Called some dude. He's a comedian out here, and I've met him, but I don't really know him, so whatever. But his name is Josh Denny, and he started a shitstorm on here because he basically put a link to an article by some dude named Matt something. The dude was so freaking nuts. Matt Walsh, that's the name, on something called The Blaze, right? Where this guy goes on there, and basically his thing is like, the headline of the article on The Blaze by this freaking mouth-breathing moron named Matt Walsh is, Bruce Jenner is not a woman. He is a sick and delusional man. Now, that is some straight-up ignorant bullshit nonsense. Like, this dude who knows nothing, again, coming from an entitled, well, no, I'm gonna change that, a self-entitled, because there's a marked difference between entitled and self-entitled, and too many people are self-entitled these days. I can't stand these people who are self-entitled and think the world owes them something. The world don't owe you shit half the time. Sometimes maybe, but not, in more cases than not, they don't owe you shit, really, okay? Then other than to just freaking let you live your life and go about your business, and like, how about we all just live and let live and realize that we're not all gonna be exactly the same, and you don't have the answers to every fucking thing, and it can't all be found in your freaking super conservative backwards ass freaking ideology. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But I mean, this thing has like comments in there where this dude says, this Matt Walsh dude says, these people saluting Jenner for trying to become a woman are really no different than lunatics congratulating an emaciated anorexic for imagining she's 300 pounds overweight. Both harbor harmful, destructive, and inaccurate perceptions about themselves, and both need help changing their perceptions, not their bodies, right? Oh my God, there's so much wrong with that like statement. It's like, one, you can't put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Like, you don't know what's going through their mind. But then he like uses like, and then he like cites some freaking quack ass freaking psychiatrist dude named Dr. Chapman, something Chapman, at John Hopkins, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But apparently there was a Wall Street Journal article several months ago where this guy said something about that transgenders are mentally disordered, boldly affirming the indisputable findings of every credible biologist who ever existed. Dr. Chapman reported that sex change is biologically impossible, and to tell a transgender he can be reassigned or transitioned from one gender to the other is to promote and collaborate with mental illness. Like, I don't understand why, because people are different, they have to be mentally ill. I can't wrap my brain around that. Like, your only argument is like, they're sick in the head. These people are just sick in the head. They've been doing it to the freaking gay people forever. Homos have had to put up with that for as long as I can remember. It's like, until like just recently, not that long ago, they were like, all the psychiatrists except for this Chapman fella come out saying like, no, it is not a mental disorder. It's just the way it is. We have taken that classification away because we are now smart enough to know that people coming before us were completely moronic fools who didn't get it. Okay. They were too scared of something, and now they've made a big old thing about it, and it's not a mental illness. And if somebody is feels wrong in their body, like, you cannot tell them how to feel. Why do you feel that it is your obligation to tell someone how they are supposed to feel? Why is it your responsibility to validate anyone else? Like, you should have to do is just go, so that's how that guy wants to live his life, and then you just move the fuck on, okay? Move the fuck on. It's like, this whole thing got me so freaking worked up. I'm like reading through here, and people like make very, very valid points to this guy, right? And he doesn't get it because his thing up there, it's like, and he kept going back to this stupid Josh Denny fella. He keeps going back to this. He said, it takes huge balls for Matt Walsh to write this. No, it doesn't. It does not take huge balls to write that. What he wrote, I encourage you, if you want to get really, really, really pissed off, to go to the Blaze and read this stupid freaking editorial from this dude. But he goes on, he says, I agree with a lot of it, even though I'm sure it will be unpopular. I'm glad you can realize that you're an asshole. He's like, I'm glad someone took a lot of things I'm thinking and put them in a blog. And then this dude, then he doesn't really want to own up to half of the shit in the blog that he obviously agrees with. Because anytime anybody brings up, well, what about this part? What about this part? You're like saying, basically, like one of the things it says is there, it's like people are like, they should be told to embrace their mental illness and believe whatever lies it tells them about themselves. Like, where did people ever get the idea that it is their responsibility to tell everybody how to live their life? If you are not hurting anyone and you're just going about your freaking day, then that doesn't give you any right to freaking interject any of your shit on me. If you are not hurting anybody, then who cares? Who cares? I don't understand this whole freaking mentality. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And then, like, another thing, one of the harsh statements in this freaking thing is, like, obviously, Matt Walsh guy says, I don't accept Bruce Jenner as a woman. I don't accept transgender as an actual state of human existence. I recognize it as an illusion, a sickness, and a burden. I pray that those afflicted seek real help instead of pursuing something they can never attain. I can't wrap my brain around somebody who would say something like that. I realize it is an illusion, a sickness, and a burden. It is, yes, because you know, to you, it is an illusion because you, dude, have never had to like experience it. So you don't know. So as far as you're concerned, it's like, it's because you haven't had to personally experience it within yourself, then it can't be true. That makes absolutely no sense. That makes absolutely no freaking sense. And it's a sickness. Okay. So, you just want to say that it's, that in and of itself makes no sense. You're just, so basically they're sick. You're like, you're and a burden. So please say to me how these people are a burden, because really the only burden I see that they have to bear is freaking close-minded sons of bitches like freaking Matt Walsh. So close-minded sons of bitches who sit there and bully these people and like persecute them and like make them feel that they're less than a person because they don't understand what it is that they're doing or where they're coming from or how they want to live their life. You don't have to understand anything. And if it's so goddamn perplexing to you, then just look away. You didn't have to watch that Bruce Jenner special. You knew what you were going to watch going into it. You knew exactly what you were going to see, and you already had these opinions formed, and then you use it as it's a platform for hate, and I don't freaking get it. I don't understand why everybody wants to be so goddamn hateful these days. Quit being so fucking hateful. Everybody just get along. Be nice. We're not all going to think the same way. Never. And I don't want to live in a world where we all think the same way. And you know what? The thing that also sucks is this dude. Oh my God, I'm just ranting and raving, ain't I? But this dude, it's like the fucking thing about it is, so I have to, like, I will fight to the death for his right to say every horrible, awful, fucking hateful thing he said, because this is America and we should all have that right. But then you go reading through this thing, and this Josh Denny dude is basically like condemning people most of the time for basically doing exactly what he's doing. He's like, we're trying to have an open dialogue. Well, that's what people are trying to do. But basically what they're telling you is you're a fucking asshole. You're a complete and utter mouth-breathing moron. Okay? That's what they're saying to you, because they can't, like, you can't wrap your brain around transgender. We can't wrap our brain around how some fat fuck white dude like you could be the one who sits there and thinks you're the fucking end all be all on something that you've never had to experience ever. You haven't lived it. You don't know what these people are going through. You don't know what they have to like put up with every day of their mother trucking life. You get that? Just for going outside of the house, they are taking a risk that you will never, ever have to take, you freaking mouth-breathing piece of shit. I hate that. I just fucking hate it. And there's something I was going to try to find it, because it'll make you feel a little bit better, because there are actually people out there who are good at like shutting this kind of shit down, although it didn't really work, because it just, I mean, this shit goes on, all the comments and things from people. And luckily, most of the people comment and are like, dude, really, I can't believe you're saying this. And like, people, like, he refuses to see the other side, which is hysterical. Like, I get his point. I get that I think everything out of his mouth is complete and utter garbage. Can he say it? Yeah. Does everybody have the right to come on the flip side and say you're a fucking mouth-breathing moron? Yeah. they got that exact same right, because that's basically what you said. That's what you said. And then don't sit here and like cite an article, dude. So if you are listening to this, which I highly doubt you ever will, but if you do hear this, if you're going to cite an article and say, I believe with most of it and not say what parts you don't agree with, and then when people call you out on those parts, and we'll be like, didn't you read? Yeah, they read it, but you didn't take the time or the effort to point out the parts that you do agree with. And then reading through here, there's like really only kind of one part, but I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think you're a freaking hateful, awful, hateful person, and I'm glad you got a whole bunch of shit. I hope you continue to get a whole bunch of shit. But there is a comedian out here in Los Angeles who I know. I see him around town a lot, and I respect him. I think he's very funny. Or she, excuse me. She is very funny, and she happens to be transgender, and very eloquently like said something back to him, which I'm going to read to y'all, because I would never be able to put it this way myself. Because, see, I get fucking outraged and start cussing and pitching a fit and like stomping my feet and like going all crazy about shit. But Ryan Silverman, who is a transgender comedian out here, says, hi, Josh. I don't believe we've met. I'm an LA comic, too, and transgender. So while you don't have a dog in the fight, I do. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that far and away, the thing that causes me the most discomfort and depression in my life is not chemicals reacting in my brain, but the scorn that I deal with every day living in public as myself. Some days are better than others. Some days just a couple of snickers or laughs, or even just an arched eyebrow and shaking head that people think I don't see but always do. Some days it's audible shouts and slurs. Last year, a man followed me into the subway and grabs me and gets in my face and started a fight with me. And yet, despite all of that, the one thing that actually has made me be able to grin and bear it and push through is knowing that 5 years ago, I made the decision to come out and start living my life as my actual self. And that sometimes when I'm really paying attention, I can see the woman that I actually am peeking out at me from the mirror. And thanks to some hormones that I'm taking, that is slowly starting to happen more and more. I've never in my life been diagnosed with anything close to depression or had to take any sort of depression drugs. The only medication I've ever seriously been on in my life besides the over-the-counter stuff or the occasional antibiotic or pain pill has been these hormones. But even before I started taking them, just being out and open and living as myself has made me far happier than the decades that I spent trying to tell myself that this was all in my head and that I couldn't feel the way I do. It is impossible in today's society to separate the bigotry and statistics of violence that plagues the trans community from the statistics and the suicides that you're talking about. Because I believe there is not a trans person in America that doesn't feel the daily strain of persecution and threat of violence from someone they encounter every day just for trying to live our lives. You may think that Matt Walsh is being the brave voice of opposition, but I can tell you, as someone who has been a student of transphobia every second of my life, both before and after coming out, that he's the voice of the uninformed masses. This is not the first time he's posted a similar blog, and Fates, it's pretty much all he does. If you feel like you're only seeing positive, supportive messages around you regarding this special, then you should pat yourself on the back and to be surrounded by people who are compassionate, caring souls. Because the world is full of assholes like Matt Walsh, and I know it because I deal with them every day. It's okay to ask questions or to be unsure of things you don't have much experience with, but I think starting with a blog that has hate speech in its very first paragraph as your response is a shaky foundation. I hope you to continue to do more research on this topic than Matt Walsh's blog, because there is a lot of science on the matter that he is not giving credence to, which I think is very well and eloquently put. Not fucking smouting off and cussing and pitching a fit like I do, because I wouldn't be able to do that. I would never be able to write something like that and be as eloquent and say like, yo, dude, you're fucking wrong, okay? You're just mother trucking wrong. But, yeah, whatever. I can go on and on about this forever. This whole thing goes on forever. This stupid thing. And you've even got celebrities who just don't get like that freaking. Okay, and this is the thing. Sometimes I'm torn, because sometimes I want to like people and then they do shit and I'm just like, oh my sweet Jesus Lord, why can't you just shut the hell up once in a while? But apparently there is some chick. What's her name? I gotta find her. Okay, her name is Eve Alice or something. This fucking thing started loading and now I can't see her damn name. But there's like, it just comes from every Alice Eve. See, I had it backwards. Alice Eve, who I don't even know who this chick is. She was like some actress. And a lot of times actors should just keep their damn mouth shut. But I guess she was in that last Star Trek movie or something. She's very pretty, very white, very blonde woman who's probably not ever had to put up with a whole lot of this. But of course, she gets onto the like Twitters or the social media or something. And she wrote, she was basically talking about Bruce Jenner in an Instagram post. She did it on Instagram. I was about to say, there's way too many words here for Twitter, saying the former athlete is playing at being a woman. That's what she said. She's like, no, if you were a woman, no one would have heard of you because women can't compete in the decathlon. You wouldn't be a hero. You would be a frustrated athlete who wasn't given a chance. Okay, maybe I can find some credence. If you're a woman, you wouldn't be real. But that's not to say that he wouldn't have been a female athlete of some sort. It just would not have been the decathlon. So it's kind of freaking backwards or whatever. But then she goes on, until women are paid the same as men, then playing at being a woman, in quotes, while retaining the benefits of a man is unfair. Do you have a vagina? Are you paid less than men? Then, my friend, you are a woman. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, you look like you stupid Eve, Alice, Eve. I'm going to keep calling you Eve, Alice, because I don't even want to get your name right because you, like, don't get it. You don't get it. It's like, it's the whole thing is not about any of that. It's just about accepting him for who he is. Why can't you do that? Why can't you just say, hey, this guy. And, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to call him she yet because I know pronouns are very important. But on Diane Sawyer, he still wanted to be called he. That may have changed since. I'm not sure. Because from what I understand on the program, like, that was the last time he was going to do any interviewers, anything as Bruce Jenner or as a man. So maybe I should be using the female pronoun for things. But I just don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get people and why they can't just let live and let live. Like, it doesn't. And because he's an athlete or was an athlete, it doesn't mean that he would not have done the decathlon. But there are a lot of female athletes. Okay. So it's possible. You're a freaking mouth-breathing moron. Another mouth-breathing moron. I hope Alice Eve, I hope a lot of people read up about Alice Eve and be like, I ain't hiring her for nothing. She's a backwards-ass bitch, and I don't want nothing to do with her. That's how I feel about that. Oh, my God. Everything has me so worked up. Everything has me so worked up. It was that freaking drive-by on Sunday. Then I had made the mistake of reading something on the internet that just freaking chapped the hell out of my ass. But, I will say the one comforting part of this was this freaking Josh Denny dude was in the minority on his little Facebook blog here where everybody was just beating the shit out of him. But I mean, he didn't back down. I'll give him that. He didn't back down. But it boggles my mind. So whenever I see him out again, like if I see him out and about anymore, I'm just going to have to avoid the dude because I don't think I can keep my mouth shut. I'm not very good at that sometimes, especially when I get a couple of cocktails in me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You never know what might happen. It's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. That's what's that. I ain't going to say any more about this Bruce Jenner thing. I was going to go on a different take on Bruce Jenner when I first started to decide I was going to talk about this on the Hollywood Hick today. But then I read that article this morning and just got me all fired the hell up. Like, people everywhere just have me fired up. I just wish people would calm down, me included. Like, I'm getting so worked up over everything. Everything's driving me nuts. This whole shit in Baltimore is driving me nuts. I just hate to see everything just so much unrest and just people just generally not having and pitching high holy fits everywhere. And like, I am not a supporter of rioting. I will say that for straight up reals. I do not support rioting. I don't think much is going to be accomplished in doing that, especially the looting factor of it. Like, I think demonstrating and being like the solidarity, things like that will make a difference. But when you go in and start burning shit up and looting and throwing rocks at the cops and all of that stuff. And I know people make points that might have worked in the past, but I don't think right now it is the best approach to take because it's just going to end up with this like sort of this like whole like boom, boom, everything's going down. Like apparently like cops were throwing rocks back at the protesters in Baltimore. And honestly, it's like I said this yesterday. I was on the crab diving show talking to them about it. And it's like I almost see the cops' viewpoint from that because it's like, you're going to throw rocks at me, I'll throw rocks at you. All the other ones who are supposed to know better, so they probably shouldn't do it. But I mean, I don't know if it'd be easy for me not to throw a rock back. It wasn't. But it's like, it's comforting too to see that some people are finally putting out, like, usually they just put out all the bad, like, oh, this is all the burning and looting and pillaging and all the horrible things that are going on in the, like, in the community. But then there's some, like, beacons of hope. Like, I saw a video of a dude who was like basically just holding people back. He was like, no, he's like, get back. He was like in between the cops and the protesters, a very large black man, just saying no, like pushing everybody back, like, don't make it about this. You're just gonna make it worse. You're just gonna make it worse. But it's just completely and utterly ridiculous, right? But the best thing to come out of this Baltimore shit so far is I posted it to go look on the Hollywood Hick Facebook page or the H Wood Hick Twitter at the H Wood Hick. I think I tweeted it and Facebooked it. But there is a video of a it's gone viral too, so you've probably already seen it. But there's a mother who catches her son dressed in all black, and then he has like and he's a chicken shit because he has a black like ski mask on, so you can't see his face. And she recognizes him in the crowd doing some rioting or fixing the loot or do something, and she snatches him up just like she and starts smacking him upside the head. And the great thing about it is normally if you saw a mother do that, people would be hollering abuse from the like rafters. They'd be like, I can't believe she'd like beat him on the head like that. This instance, everybody's like, we need more mothers like that. And I agree. Because I love that she like grabbed him, pulled him out of there, smacked him. And you can see him too. He's like, oh shit, I done went and did it. Now she's smacking him upside the head. Chases, he tries to run away. She goes right after him. She's like, you get your ass back here, you motherfucker. I ain't going to take this shit. I didn't raise you like this. He's trying to keep his face hid. She's ripping the freaking ski mask off his head. I love her. I love her so much because she's like, no, you are part of the problem and you are not going to be my child and part of the problem. I love her so much. So go check it out on the Hollywood Hick Facebook page. I think it's facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Or go check out the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. And you should be able to find it. And that's how that shit goes, right? But yeah, this whole Bruce Jenner, Baltimore's got me all nuts. Like, and people are just generally disrespecting people all over the place. I don't, because that Baltimore stuff, like, I'm scared to read too much into it. Because I like hear about like I read these stories about how like they throw these poor kids in the back of these paddy wagons and then just drive like it's Grand Theft Auto or Fast and Furious shit and leave them back there to just bump around. It's like I wonder it took this long for somebody to break their neck. I just can't. Like I read the article about a woman who was saying how she was thrown back and how terrifying it was. They like slam on the brakes really fast, so you're handcuffed, so you can't really grab onto shit to use it to use get any kind of leverage. And then they just slam you about back there. It's just, and they've been sued multiple times for it. One dude got like $28 million settlement, and then they settled for $6 million or something, and then like nothing happened. It's I don't know what the fuck is gonna have to go down in this country before somebody finally goes like okay, now we're going to do something about this. It's everything's run amok. If they don't get this freaking police problem reeled in because people don't trust them, I don't trust them anymore. I have been trying my damnedest for months, since all this shit started reaching ahead months ago and everything's just the guy getting killed in South Carolina, the guy getting choked out in New York, like just in. And like say what's the place outside? God, I can't believe it. Henderson or whatever the place in like outside of St. Louis where I can't believe I can't remember the name. I got myself so worked up I can't remember. Whatever, y'all know there's a bunch of police nonsense going on everywhere. Like even out here in Los Angeles, there's been shit that's just untoward and should not have happened. And there's like I don't understand. Like at some point, somebody's gonna have to be like, all right, y'all, we got to stop this shit because there's about to be a straight up rebellion. Like I'm just sensing like some like let them eat cake shit about to go down, and people just finally like have had it, and it's gonna get really. That's the point I don't want. I do not want it to get so freaking ugly. Like it's already bad. How bad do you want it to get? That's what I want to know. And then you got assholes like Donald Mother Trucking Trump hollering how it's like the president's fault. How is it the president's fault? You would not be hollering this at a white president. I guarantee you that. It's like, I can't stand Donald Trump. I wish that dude would go the hell away. I just can't stand him. I'm trying to find the freaking thing that he said. It's on my new favorite website called The Gossip Cop. If you want a good website for gossip things, it's called Gossip Cop. Oh, there's Wendy Williams and her ass. You know, she was commenting on this Bruce Jenner shit, and then she got a bunch of backlash because last Friday she called him a fame whore and said all these other horrible things. And then come yesterday, she was like backpedaling on all that stuff. And she's just said that he's fame hungry and about how she watched it and was got all case of the feels. And then right before that, she was saying how if she didn't have to watch it, she wasn't gonna. But since she did this talk show where she does hot topics, and she felt like she had to watch it. And then she wants to come out on the flip side saying how it made her give her the feels, and she feels like he's blah, blah, blah. She's happy for him and all this like bullshit. I call bullshit. She looks like a man too. As far as we know, she might be post-op. I don't know. That's a horrible joke. Everybody's been making it. But it's kind of true. She's got a little bit of those qualities. But frickin' comb over extraordinaire, frickin' Donald Trump blaming the president. Like, and this like the third or fourth time he tries to blame him for like other shit. Like, he basically said something like, we got our country has to come together. We have to start working with and really liking each other. Yeah, you know what? I can support that. But you know how you don't get that to happen? By screaming disparaging comments at your freaking president, Donald Trump. Let me explain something to you. Even my redneck brother from the South gets this, okay? Let me explain you something, buddy. He is your president, whether you like it or not. Show the mother trucker some respect. Okay? Okay. That's all I got to say. My brother even gets that. I've talked to several people in the South who get that. He's my president. I have to give him respect because he's president. He won, I didn't. Twice. He won twice. Even though when you said you were going to run against him. I'd love to see that. Run for president again, Donald Trump, so you can make fucking joke of yourself again in front of the whole freaking world. You mouth-breathing moron, blowhard son of a bitch. I can't stand this dude. I really can't. See, I have worked the hell up today. But then he took issue with, like, the whole world is watching Baltimore is what he says. He's like, wow, 15 policemen hurt in Baltimore, some badly. Where is the National Guard? Police must get tough and fast. Things must be stopped. But then he kept on going, and he's like, he said, blatant and rampant property destruction in Baltimore as the police stand by and watch should be a lesson on how not to handle riots. Sad. Like, whatever. I guess he maybe has the point there, but then he goes on. Now that the ineffective Baltimore police has allowed the city to be destroyed, are the U.S. taxpayers expected to rebuild it again? I don't know. Were we the fucking supposed to rebuild all of the freaking Wall Street nonsense and all of the banks that we had to rebuild that you were fighting for and standing with? So what's the difference in that, Mr. Trump? So these people burned down their town. Okay, that really sucks and probably shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, all of that bank nonsense shouldn't have happened, and you seem to be part of that and like benefited from that in some way or another. So you're going to tell me that the taxpayers shouldn't have footed that bill? Because that seems like quite a mother trucking bill that we freaking footed for that shit right there. Okay, Mr. Trump. So next time, before you want to like talk some shit about what you say, this is where I've been looking for the president quote. It's right here. Our great African-American president hasn't exactly had a positive impact on the thugs who are so happy and openly destroying Baltimore. President Obama, you have a big job to do. Go to Baltimore and bring both sides together. With proper leadership, it can be done. Do it. What do you think by these statements is helping? Mr. Trump? What do you think your statements are helping? What is any of this hate and awful speech that you're spilling out helping anything? You're more part of the problem than a part of the solution. You always are. It's like, God, if I was in a room with him, I think it would take every ounce of restraint I had not to pull my sock off and shove it in his mouth when he started talking, just so I wouldn't have to hear the nonsense that spills out of his mouth. Really and truly, that's how I feel. I can't stand this dude. So it's a shame what's happening in Baltimore. I feel bad. Like, I just don't understand this whole thing. I don't understand the police. I don't understand how the police have not woke the fuck up, that they got to kind of maybe calm the hell down and quit doing all this untoward nonsense constantly, everywhere you turn. And I know there's good cops out there. I know there's good cops. And I like to believe that it's just a handful of bad apples who are giving you all a bad name. But until those of you who are not the bad apples stand up and say, yo, we're not going to put up with this, quit making us look bad, you're all going to get freaking thrown into that same freaking barrel with them bad apples. And it's like, somebody somewhere has got to stand up. Like South Carolina, God damn it, even South Carolina, when their shit would, I mean, it took a videotape, but at the same time, they were like, we can't argue this one. We're just going to put the kibosh on anything we was going to say about that. So fuck, please, everybody, let's just all get along. Police, quit being assholes. Maybe not everybody is out to fucking shoot you at every turn. I realize you have a tough job, but as citizens, a lot of people have a tough go to. You're not the only one who has a freaking monopoly on, I got a tough go out there, okay? So maybe remember that. Maybe just have a little bit of human compassion. Because honestly, I read the statistics, America is like shooting everybody up. Other countries don't do this, and they don't have the same problems we do. So something somewhere is not right. And I think the police is part of the problem. I won't say they're the whole problem, because that would just be me just trying to lump all of it onto one place. It's not. The police need to just freaking clean house. They got a clean house. This is all it's got to boil down. Just boils down to clean your fucking house up, po-po. Okay. All right, I'm done talking about that, because I am just irate. Oh, what else is annoying the shit out of me? I'll tell you what else is annoying the shit out of me. Hell, I've been ranting for about 40 good minutes now about shit annoying the fuck out of me. Might as well make it the Hollywood Hick is annoyed as fuck today, Hollywood Hick episode. But it's pretty much what it's boiled down to, right? So, Now, we got, like, okay, all this other untoward nonsense is going on in the world. And this isn't in the grand scale, I guess, whatever. But I think it's hysterical that on this new Adam Sandler movie called The Ridiculous Six or something, where he's, like, raised by Indians, like, American Indians, Native Americans. Like, I like read something not long ago where it said that calling American Indians Native Americans, they didn't really like that. So I've kind of tried to quit doing that because now I don't know what's PC. So I'm going to say Native Americans. I know not Native Americans, Indians. Fuck, whatever. I don't know what to call them because it's been so convoluted in the media and everything. Like, I'm told I'm supposed to call them Native Americans, but then I read that they don't really like that because it does, because of the connotations. I don't know. Whatever. Indians. We're just going, for the sake of argument, we're going to call them Indians. And, but the Adam Sandler is doing a movie with Netflix called The Ridiculous Six, where he's raised by Indians, I reckon, American Indians. And there's some really stupid, crude, you know, it's not even like, basically what it boils down to, it's just not funny. It's not funny, and it's offensive to a lot of the Indian extras who were told that there would be some sort of a little bit of sensitivity towards the Indians and their tribes and whatnot, so that there'd be some sensitivity. It's like, come be extras in the background. We're not going to be doing all of that. We promise you it's not offensive. It's funny. It's made to be jokes, right? Well, then a whole bunch of them are there, and they're listening to this shit, and they're like, whoa, this is getting increasingly offensive to me and my people. I'm not going to stand for this. So they fucking just walked off. They're like, we're not doing this. Sorry, go find yourself some other extras, because one, you lied to me and said it was going to be treated a little bit more sensitively, and that is not the case. And two, you're just being assholes, and it's not funny, because this is my issue with it. Come to find out, though, the one of the things they have issue with is that they refer to one of the like Native American ladies by Beaver Breath is like her name, I guess. Or is it a dude? I don't know. Somebody is called Beaver Breath, and they make disparaging comments to a female Indian. And but this is some, okay, these are some of the jokes. Like, they're not even jokes. That's the thing. I've also seen people talk about how they're trying to compare it to Blazing Saddles. And I will tell you the marked difference between this Adam Sandler shit show and Blazing Saddles, which is one of the greatest comedies ever made, is one, Blazing Saddles is funny. And two, Blazing Saddles is in on the joke. You might want to pretend like you're in on the joke on this thing, but what I read does not seem like you're really in on the joke. It just means that you're kind of making fun of people. But in Blazing Saddles, it's more of a social commentary. The reason it's so funny is because they were making fun of shit the way it is. And this is just being crude and stupid and just for the sake of, I don't know. I don't get Adam Sandler movies. I've watched a couple of few of them. I don't get it. And I don't know who, like, it's the Midwest is who I guess and they're appealing to, because everybody out in Los Angeles thinks Adam Sandler movies are just the worst things ever. But they do well, apparently, on video. And so that's why they keep making them, because he puts shit into the movie theater. Nobody goes to see it. But apparently they go, I'll watch it on video, right? On a DVD or Netflix or whatever the fuck. Maybe that's why Netflix is making these movies with him now. But what I'm saying is, some of the bad jokes is, here's part of them. So one of the ones they have an issue with, somebody, okay, so this from the script, Smoking Fox and Tommy enter a ramshackle Indian village. Everyone welcomes them. A bunch of Indian children run over. So this is the dialogue. An Indian child says, did you get the sharpening stone, three knives? Tommy, who I think is Adam Sandler's character, here you go, Beaver Breath. Be careful. So this is to an Indian kid. I'm going to make my knife as sharp as yours, and my wife will always have some sweet zum-zum, just like Smoking Fox. Nobody talks about my girl Zum Zum. That is not even funny. I don't know why they get, but this is one apparently they got mad about or whatever. But apparently they hear a noise in the village and a sexy woman comes out of her teepee, the first one to awake, and she stretches buck naked and waves at Tommy. Morning, Three Knives. I had a dream about you last night. That's nice, sits on face. That's Tommy. Wow, someone's got an admirer. Sits on face, squats down behind the teepee and pees while lighting up a peace pipe. That's just not funny. What is funny about that? I don't get it. So apparently, like, some of these jokes, like the sits on face, like apparently peeing behind the teepee was what they got upset about. And apparently there's like a wedding teepee that was like all wrong. It had like feathers and stuff on it shouldn't have, because it had connotations to other things. Like the color was wrong. They had all kind of decorations on it that would never be there that were offensive because they didn't bother to do their research about like what goes into a wedding teepee. And so they put other stuff that's offensive to it. And they were like, you can't do that, dude. It's like, you told us you weren't going to offend us, and there you are offending us. So, I don't know. And there's some joke about, one of them, I guess one of some dude says to sits on face, say, honey, how about after this we go someplace and I put my pee-pee in your teepee? Dude, that joke is from like third mother trucking grade. Put my pee-pee in your teepee. I just can't get behind this shit. I can't. So whatever. So people are all upset. All these dudes walked off. They try to justify it, and they didn't do a very good job at it. And but then there's a video on the TMZ, and you can't hear it very good. You have to listen harder. I would have put a clip on here, but it's kind of hard to hear. But the producer on the movie is trying to like convince them to all stay and saying shit like, but Adam Sandler is playing a person that loves you guys, and they're like, but you don't get it. It doesn't matter. It's still fucking offensive. They were annoyed over the beaver's breath thing, and basically, and then at one of the times, they're telling like basically this producer is saying you should not feel disrespected, and one of the African American, good lord, the Hollywood hick should not be allowed to talk sometimes. One of the Indians who was one of the extras, one of the crew people or whatever, one of the extras in the scenes, says like, you're trying to tell us what's disrespectful to us. You're trying to tell a native what's disrespectful to them. Like, that's the part that I found completely hysterical. It's like there's this producer, obviously white chick, who. It's clueless to anything outside of I'm working on an Adam Sandler movie and I got to make this happen regardless. And she's like, but it's not, you shouldn't feel disrespected. This, we don't mean it to be disrespectful. And he's like, how can you tell me what I find disrespectful? You trying to tell a native what's disrespectful to them. She doesn't get it. That's how clueless people in Hollywood are. People in Hollywood are the worst of the worst sometimes. They just, it's all about PR and all this other, it makes me nuts. Well, whatever, I'm changing the subject to something a little bit more lighthearted because I have gone on for like a good 45 minutes where I have just done a rant and rave about all the shit that's annoying the fuck out of me right now. These kind of things. These kind of stupid things. Stupid Donald ass Trump. Stupid chick who doesn't know what she's talking about. With the Bruce Jenner, like all of them. Poor Bruce Jenner. Thank God he's got money and means to like sort of like isolate himself up on that hill, which apparently doesn't even work that good because the paparazzi still got a picture of him in a dress, which I think he's planning on suing for because in California, you can't do that shit. If they're like at home in their house and you got some telephoto lens from way across the way, that shit is straight up illegal. So don't be thinking you can do that, people. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. But let's see, what else was I going to talk about? There was a couple of lighthearted things that I was going to like bring up, but I just keep talking about things that piss me off because I keep looking on this and all I did was like flag stories that piss me off. Oh, what else is happening in the world? See, everything is going nuts today. Like, it's one of them days where shit's going down. The Supreme Court, SCOTUS or SCROTUS or whatever they're called, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing the arguments on the same-sex marriage, which is apparently going to be quite heated because people on both sides are outraged, of course, but I'm very curious to see how this plays out. We won't know how it plays out till June anyway, but everybody is all up in this stuff. And I was looking, because it's like kind of convoluted, like what is it really deciding? But it's kind of funny. I mean, this article I was looking at says like it's really, and it's, I mean, it's a good thing. Like in the last 11 years, shit has really shifted in favor of gays and lesbians and transgender, like everybody who does not fall into that black and white, either like you're straight or not, whatever, like in that camp. So there's been a lot of headway made, but at the same time it's also met with a shit ton of backlash because when you make headway that way, the pendulum swings just as far the other way because we have to deal with all these right-wing crazies who want to like just like shut us down and tell us we're second-class citizens and that we don't deserve any kind of rights because of who we decide we want to love, which makes absolutely no sense to me because who I decide to love does not affect these people in any way whatsoever, ever. Ever. Nothing that I do and who I decide to love or what goes on in my bedroom is never going to matter to fucking Michelle Bachman. It's never going to matter to freaking what's his name, Cotton. It's never going to matter to Ted Cruz. It's never going to matter to any of these motherfuckers who always want to have their nose in my freaking Pat Robertson into my freaking bedroom. Brian Williams, who are all these other people? Brian Fisher or whatever your names are. But basically what we're trying to try to decide, hopefully, is like on the licenses, like can you do it? And do out-of-states have to recognize it? Which they should, yes. Yes, it's marriage. If you could ever understand the word consent, assholes, you would understand that if we both consent to this, then we're not hurting anyone. We're not, as long as you're not hurting anybody, then it should be perfectly fine to do whatever the fuck you want to do. And that's just how it is. See, that's where you get all fucked up and wrong when you try to bring bestiality into this stuff because of the word consent. Your inability to wrap your brain around the word consent is more than I can ever like keep up with. I don't understand. It's like, it's just a willingness not to, is basically what it is. Like, oh no, That's the word that gives them, that makes it make sense. We're not going to, I'm going to pretend like that doesn't exist. Never heard that. No. But then, like, so also, I guess it's Justice Kennedy. Like, everybody's got their eyes on that fella because, like, he could be the one who makes the decision and blah, blah, blah. And this other one, Chief Justice Roberts. Like, everybody's got an eye on him. So I'm going to be watching this stuff. But I don't want to make any decisions because, I mean, it doesn't come down to like June something, right? So everybody's speculating. And they say it's more than likely going to be where people are going to have to get over the fact that homos are going to be able to get married all over the place. And then people are going to, then it's going to become the fight where people are going to try to pass bills in Congress. It's just at some point, somebody somewhere needs to just apply all of those energies, all of this energies that you're hating on the homos with, all of that I hate the homos energy, and apply that to something good. Like, go out in the world and apply that to, like, defeating hunger, or apply that to helping the homeless, or apply that to like bringing water to parts of the world that don't have it. Hell, bring some water to California. We need it. Apply those energies somewhere else, because obviously you've got a lot of energy to spend and y'all need to like use it somewhere. But it's just freaking nuts. So this whole thing. So I've been following this. If anything good happens, I'll tell you about it. But I will be talking about Kim Richards, because you know she went up into the rehab. I've been talking about her the last couple of few episodes, but the Dr. Phil episode don't come on till today. And since I had to do this before I was able to see it, we'll have to talk about what happens on that come Friday. But apparently she checked herself into rehab because you know she wants to keep that Beverly Hills of the Housewives job, because apparently she's broke and that's the only form of income, which those women make good money. I don't know how you damn broke and make all that money, but that shit's just that. That's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. So what else is going on? Anything lighthearted? Oh, on the Bobby Christina front, we've got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick, but apparently the we thought was husband slash boyfriend is now, Nick Gordon is out of rehab now, which and I don't feel like he was in rehab for very long. I feel like he should have stayed a little bit longer, but he checked in earlier this spring, according to People Magazine, and he is very distraught over what is going on, and he really wants to see her. He's upset about a lot of things, her being sick, him never getting respect from her family, all of this stuff, and he's been feuding with the Houstons and the Brown family, which has been going on the whole time. This really isn't saying much of anything. He's staying with his mama down in Florida. So I hope rehab did you some good, buddy. I really and truly do. You're going to have to fess up. Like, people got questions for you, and it seems like you're avoiding those questions. So hopefully you answer those soon. And don't let Leola Brown do it for you, because, good Lord, she's just looking to bank on your ass. So don't go to Leola. And, I also saw that Bobby Christina's daddy, Bobby Brown, is trying to get, like, power of attorney over her something, because I guess he can make decisions for her, like, hospitalization, but he doesn't have any control over the money. That went to Whitney's sister and her mama. And so there's, like, all kind of stuff about that. It's all freaking cray. Right? It's completely crazy. So what else is going on in this world? Was there anything funny I wanted to talk about? Because good Lord, everything else is just so freaking just too much. Okay. Here we go. This is what I wanted to talk about, because I love when a former child star goes straight up nuts on the flip side when they grow up, whatever. But so this dude, I don't know if y'all watched Baywatch back in the day, but back in the day on Baywatch, there was this dude, Jeremy Jackson. He played I think he played David Hasselhoff's son for a while, but he got out of that. And the thing is, he's a very good looking dude, but he is nuts, right? Well, apparently what happened was the former Baywatch star Jeremy Jackson was arrested for stabbing a man out in Los Angeles. This is also the same dude who got thrown off of Celebrity Big Brother across the pond because he groped a chick on like day one and got kicked right the fuck out. Big Brother broke the fuck up with his ass in no time, right? But according to this, this dude was taken to the hospital because Hobie, that was his name on the Baywatch, stabbed him. But basically what happened was, I guess he was charged and later released on $30,000 bills for stabbing a dude, which he said was in self-defense against an alleged gangbanger. But Jackson told the TMZ that he rented an Airbnb where he threw a party during which a guy allegedly beat him up and robbed him of $2,300, right? Took his $2,300. The actor claims another attendee said he should call a friend and get his money back. When that dude showed up, that dude supposedly tried to rob him too, pulled out a gun. So Jackson pulled a knife out of his pants. I don't know who walks around with a freaking hunting knife in their pants all the time in Los Angeles, but apparently Jeremy Jackson does, and stabbed the dude in his stomach and his arms. And then the guy who apparently he was a gangbanger, according to Jackson, with an identifiable clown tattoo on his face. Never get face tattoos, people. It's ridiculous. But apparently he dropped the weapon, fled the scene, and then when Jackson returned to the Airbnb site the next day to retrieve items he left behind, he apparently had to break. This is the part where it gets fishy. He had to break the fuck in, right? Yeah, so he had to break in so that he could get his stuff. And then when the alarm or whatever went off, that's when the cops showed up and arrested him because he fit the description of the stabber. So so that's how he ended up going into Pokey. Dumbass, right? Complete and utter mouth-breathing dumbass. I mean, and this is also the dude, like, in 2014, he reported that Jackson made headlines after he claimed Paris Hilton and Brandon Davis beat him up in Malibu at a party. And then also, like I was saying, he got kicked off of Celebrity Big Brother over across the pond for being a groper. So, yeah. So be glad that you are all not this dude who apparently, like, and his story is fishy as fuck. Who walks around with a knife and just stabs somebody? Whatever. Whatever went down, you are not telling us the whole story, Jeremy Jackson. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, shit. And I'm looking at the time. That's it for the Hollywood Hick, mother truckers. That shit snuck up on me because I spent the whole program raging on fucking the world and all the shit that's wrong with it and how people are awful. But really, everybody's not that bad. Really, they're not. And on that note, follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. Also, follow my Facebook page. Feel free to say whatever you want. I might say whatever I want back. And listen to all the programming here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And that does it for me and another episode of the Hollywood Hick, y'all. Be good, stay out of trouble, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Doodle-lam, doo, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toot-lam, toot-lam, toot-lam.